This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And time now for the Chris Young Show. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And, of course, the Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
About the same. Thank you. Yes, sir. What were your takeaways from the weekend?
Well, one, Baltimore is really good, and we knew that. We knew that coming into the weekend. We knew how good their offense was, and they showed it the first two games. And then I think game three, Andrew Heaney really showed that when you make pitches to those guys, that you can compete with them, you can get them out. And then we turned it over to the bullpen. The bullpen did a tremendous job, and we were able to get the last game of the series there. So, I think that there were some positives in that we know we can compete with the best team in the league, but also we saw how elite an elite offense looks. And, our goal is to get back to being that. That's what we were last year. And I think that as we get healthy here, we have the potential to do what they do offensively.
How close are a couple of your key pieces and Josh Young and Evan Carter maybe to getting back?
Yeah, I was just outside watching Josh. He hit batting practice today. The next step for him will be a live batting practice off a pitcher, and then at which point we hope we can get him out on rehab for a few games. And my hope is that, roughly 10 days, if everything goes smoothly, that he could be back. Evan is also making great progress, feeling really, really good. He'll take his first batting practice session tomorrow. At which point I think we can start to accelerate his progression as well. And my hope is that, shortly after August 1st, Evan will be back. So we're trending the right direction with both those guys, and we need them desperately. They're big parts of our lineup, obviously two pieces that we were depending on this year. And when we get them back, my hope is that it just makes our lineup a little bit more complete, and our run production will improve.
CY, how frustrating is it that people even talk about you guys being sellers in this thing?
Well, it's a great question because I'm competitive by nature. Sure. And I came into the season with very high expectations, high conviction level in this roster, and really believed that we were going to be the team to beat in the West. Certainly it hasn't gone according to plan in terms of we've had some injuries, we've had some underperformance, and we haven't been able to string together good stretches of baseball consistently the way we did last year and the way good teams do. Mm-hmm. So when people ask those questions, and I even have to think about us potentially being sellers, that's not fun for me. That's something that I'm very frankly not proud of. And the competitive aspect of my character comes out, and I don't like it. But the reality is it's my job to not only evaluate the present, but to evaluate the future and make decisions based upon what's best for this franchise this year and 2025 and beyond. And that's part of the decision that I'll have to make here at some point. And, we've got a great group in the front office. We've spent a ton of time preparing for a bunch of different routes that we could take here at the deadline. And really, I think this is a very important series for us in determining where we stand and what we can become as a team. And my hope is that we really get hot here, that we play great baseball against the White Sox, and that carries into the road trip because the deadline is next Tuesday, and we're going to have to make some tough calls in this next week.
See, why I've got a lot of scouting buddies around Major League Baseball, and they compliment you so much of how aggressive you are. And I was just curious, though, is this when the time of year, though, that you start to receive a lot more calls about your team, or are teams just, are they throwing chum in the water at you like, hey, listen, give us a call if you're doing something? Do they kind of leave it open-ended for you?
No, teams have been very respectful, which I appreciate. And those are sensitive calls. Obviously, I was on the other end of those calls last year when Sure. We were a very clear buyer. And so you want to be respectful, not understanding, what the mentality of the the opposing general manager may be. That said, the one takeaway I've had from almost every call I've had with winning teams is they look at us and say, you know, you've got one, you've got a lot of really good players, yeah. and two, we could see you making a run here. So, you know, other teams see what I see in terms of the talent on this roster. They obviously envy some of our players. That's the reason they're calling, is that they want to upgrade and improve their own teams, and they're checking to see which players we may make available if we went that route. But in those conversations, they make it very clear that they see our division, they see our place in the standings, they know we haven't been fully healthy, and they understand what we have coming back, and they also understand if we decide to go for it, why we would make that decision. So I'm not sure it gives me any more clarity as to where we stand and how to proceed, but and, you know, I think in terms of the reputation of being aggressive, I appreciate that. I think there's yeah. times to be aggressive. I think there's times to be disciplined, and I think that we try to balance both of those, but you know, in the end, I know how important this team is to our fans. I know how important last year was to our fans, what it meant to our fans. And I have said this since the day I got the job. Our fans deserve a winning team, and it's our jobs to give them that. And so if being aggressive means that we can give our fans the best chance to watch a winning team, I'm all for it. That said, I also want to be disciplined and recognizing, you know, that we do have an uphill battle, and there may be a time to be disciplined, and at which point, you know, I'll have to make that call and decide what the best path forward is for the franchise.
Yeah, it's, you know, I say aggressive, though. I there's a lot of respect, and you don't need me to tell you that. I just like to say these guys are like, hey, you got a damn good general manager down there. So I just wanted to put that out. Yeah,
I appreciate that. Trust me, there are a lot of days I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but but I do my best.
What's the process like internally to get to a decision? And could you guys take it unknown into deadline day and just see how good the offers are?
You know, we talked about that today as a group, and I think it's really hard to come down to the last 24 hours and not have a committed path, mainly because we have so many players that are coveted in terms of the trade market. And so with that in mind, it's just we don't have the bandwidth or the manpower to really to spread ourselves that thin if it comes down to the last 24 hours. So what I'd like to see really is us come out here and play really good baseball, get hot, win 4 or 5 in a row, and make the decision for us. Make it very clear that this is a team that can compete into August and September. And if we do that, and I say this wholeheartedly, I believe we can, but I've been saying this for weeks to you guys, and every time we take a step forward, we seem to take a step backwards. Mm-hmm. So I really want to see us start turning this on and progress to the level that I think we can, and in which scenario I'll gladly bet on this group of guys to go out and find a way to play really good baseball over the next 2 months and make a playoff push.
CY, is it one of those things where that you have, if you can become a buyer, you have the support of ownership to go be a buyer, or are you trying to have to convince ownership that, hey, if we do this, we can have success?
Yeah, I think that if we are on the buy side, I think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be big splashes like we made last year. I think it'll mm-hmm. be more complementary pieces that make our team. The best buying we can do is getting our own healthy. If we right. get Josh Jung back and Evan Carter back, mm-hmm. That makes our lineup significantly better. If we get Tyler Mahle back and Jacob deGrom back and Dane Dunning and Cody Bradford, all of a sudden you look up and you see what resembles a very complete team. And so I think the best buying we can do is to get ourselves healthy. And if there are other small pieces that fit our team, you know, I fully expect to have ownership support in terms of adding those pieces to make our team whole and giving ourselves the best chance to go into the last 2 months and a playoff push to win another world championship. So yes, I think that, but we also have to have conviction that that is the right move to make. And, you know, I think these next few games are going to help us determine that.
If the club goes out and certainly helps you get that conviction, have you identified or had conversations on what those complementary areas you'd like to address could be?
Yeah, I think there, you know, I just think that it'll be probably more on the offensive side, just adding a bat to the lineup of some sort, whether it's really a right-handed, left-handed, it doesn't really matter. Just somebody who can lengthen the lineup, fits our approach, and really can help us. You know, right now we're pretty young and thin on our bench right now. You guys have done a great job. We have Justin Foscue and Jonathan Ornelas up here right now, and you know we're asking a lot of these guys, the 7, 8, 9 spots in the order, and so getting Josh and Evan back will help that. Is there a way to lengthen that out a little bit longer and add one more bat? So I think that's what we're looking at on the buy side. Should we go that route? We feel pretty good about our pitching. We really do. I think yesterday was a perfect example where Andrew Haney gave us five. Josh Forrest came in for two, David Robertson to Kirby Yates. It was a pretty good combo, very similar to the way we matched up in the playoffs last year. So with what we have coming back, we feel pretty good about the pitching side. That said, I'll always remain open-minded. But I think, improving our offense and upgrading there would be the biggest priority if we did do anything in terms of buying.
What are you hearing from medical on Evan Carter? Is there a concern it could be a long-term deal, or is he going to come out of this good as new?
No, he's feeling great. Josh Young was hitting live, batting practice on the field. Evan was in center field, shagging and running down balls. In fact, I had to ask our trainer, my eyes are getting so bad. I had to say, who is that running down those balls in the gap in center field? He said, Evan. And I said, oh, that looks really good. So that was a really positive sign. He's doing great. He's pain free. We're trying to build him up responsibly, recognizing he's missed a lot of baseball. We don't want to push him to where he has a setback, but we're optimistic that in roughly 10 days, 2 weeks, he may be a big league option for us.
How many more rehab starts are you looking at until you maybe get Tyler Malley back? And then with Cody Bradford, that's not a name we've even asked you about, but my gosh, you look back at the first month of the season, might have been your best arm. How close were you to seeing him again?
Cody was an under-the-radar loss for us. I mean, really, we've missed out on having him. He was off to a great start. He pitched well for us last year in the second half. And Cody has made one rehab start in Arizona. I believe he's pitching tomorrow night again for Frisco. I think in the next 1 to 2 rehab outings, we'll evaluate what the best way to get Cody fully back is. Do we shorten him down and put him in the bullpen, or do we lengthen him out and have him become a rotation option for us? Probably lean to shorten him up a little bit and get him back in the big leagues, and then we can build him up to start here if we need to. But that's a decision that Boach and I have to sit down and discuss with Mike Maddox and our training staff. But optimistic on Cody. And then Tyler has thrown really, really well. He continues to get better and better each rehab outing. We're still building him up. He's really only been up to kind of 3 innings. So I think that getting to the 4 and 5 inning threshold is important. He may reach that his next outing, at which point we'll reevaluate and see if he's ready to be activated. But Tyler will have a lot of say in that discussion as well in terms of how he's feeling and if he's ready to come get big league hitters out.
I love it, CY. Other than obviously 3 wins here, what are you hoping to see against the White Sox?
Just us playing our best baseball, just having quality at bats, really coming out, swinging the bat, being aggressive, playing clean baseball defensively, and our pitching doing what they did on Sunday. And really in that Houston series going into the break, we threw the ball so well in Houston and then had kind of 2 duds, which are expected against Baltimore, and then came back yesterday. So I just want us to see – I want to see us play a complete game. I want to see us pitch. I want to see us defend, and I want to see us have quality at bats. If we do that, I know how good this team can be, and really excited to see us get hot and hopefully make a strong push here.
Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Good talking with you.
Cheers. There he goes, Chris Young, man. Love it. I get goosebumps listening to that guy talk. It's not a coincidence that he was so coveted, and he's a World Series winning GM very early in his career.
Yeah, highly respected. I wouldn't blow in smoke up his ass. I mean, it really, the guys I talk to around baseball are like, you got a damn good one down there.
Yeah.
And they enjoy dealing with him, and they respect him as a former player and all that. And you can tell every week, he's honest. He doesn't run away from things.
No.
He doesn't try to sugarcoat it or, make you feel a little bit better. No, he needs his baseball team to play better.
Yep.
And that's what he strives for every time he shows up.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back with more sports here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock.